I'd like to make a very short presentation in support of items 17 and 18 on the agenda today. These are the recommendations for fiscal year 2011 for student fees and assessments, including room and board charges for the fiscal year 2011. As Trustee McMillan said, there had been a complete vetting of all these fees with the campuses and through the student organizations. And in fact, attached to one of these items is actually a flow chart of basically the process that this goes through to get to these conclusions. The first slide, Joe, is essentially just the lineup of the four largest of the fees: the service fee, the general fee, the health service fee, and the library and academic facilities and maintenance fee. Again, these are the ingredients that go into each one of these fees, the considerations that go into the costs in determining the fee levels for the fiscal year. There are no new fees in this lineup for this year. I'd like to move right to the Urbana campus. And these are on a semester basis. In Urbana, for the fees and assessments, the major fees, the total increase for, and that's again on a semester basis, is $39 or 2.8% for these fees and assessments. A couple of comments on these: the transport fee of $48, it's up $2 in Urbana. This is really the cost of the bus transportation in Urbana and the transportation given to the students in Urbana to move around the campus. The academic facilities maintenance assessment up $12. That's one of the biggest pieces of the increase. This is again a fee that's completely dedicated to deferred maintenance. It's up 4.3%. That percentage is dictated by a construction index, and you'll see a consistency in that increase if we look to the construction index that limits the amount of the fee increase. The only other comment I would make is there's a couple of series of fees at the bottom that are highlighted in yellow. The reason they're highlighted in yellow is these are refundable fees. Should the student decide not to participate, they can have a refund of these fees. No change in those fees, but they are refundable. And these are for student organizations. The Cranard fee, of course, is for the cultural experience at Cranard in Urbana. Looking to the Chicago situation. Again, the largest, besides the service fee, a comment, again, academic facility maintenance assessment fee, the AFMA fee, up $12. Again, the same percentage increase, the same index was used, 4.3%. The refundable fees, you know, highlighted in yellow. Overall, a $19 increase on a semester basis in Chicago for these fees, a 1.3% increase. Two other comments. The transportation fee is really a CTA student bus pass for here in Chicago, $109. That probably will adjust later in the year, so there will be an adjustment to that. But for now, it's $109. No change in that amount. The health fee is actually down $8. This is really basically the convenience of basically having a medical complex here on this campus that basically the university students can avail themselves of, and keeps that cost very reasonable. So overall, $19 in Chicago, 1.3% increase. Lastly, in Springfield, again, to some degree, there's some catching up here in Springfield, but the $51 increase in a semester basis, 6.4% increase. Again, the same players involved here as far as the individual fees that are involved here, and this would be the Springfield situation. Lastly, to talk about housing, this is the room and board cost for fiscal year 2011. This is basically pricing a standard double at each of these campuses, and also the cost of board for the semester. The increase in Urbana-Champaign, $201. A 4.6% increase in Chicago, a little higher, 6% increase, really kind of a cost of living situation with Chicago, $274 on a semester basis for room and board for a double. In Springfield, $100, so about $75 for room and $25 for food for a standard meal plan. Again, these include a standard double and a standard meal plan for at each one of these campuses. I would say that the other thing that we take a hard look at besides is making sure that particularly these fees are fully a cost recovery, on a cost recovery basis, that they basically include the cost of debt service on the facilities that we have built, the dormitories, the costs associated there, the types of other costs, the utility cost is full recovery of utilities to these facilities and through these fees. And again, these are fully vetted by the campus and through the student process. And that would be the sum and substance of the two items, 17 and 18, the fees, assessments, and room and board.
Very good. Any questions for Walt? Any further comments? Yes.
I just wanted to tell the board really quickly, the UIS student government, the only fee we did not approve of was the housing fee, but we are working with administration to settle our differences. Just want to let you guys know.
But you do like the improved housing, I understand.
Pardon me?
You do like the improved housing, the new housing there also.
Yeah.
Yep. Very good. Any other questions or comments?
Ed,
yes, sir.
Related to proposed fees and room and board, what's the timetable for proposed tuition for the next years?
What's the timetable for making a decision on tuition? Yeah. I will yield to the front table.
we'll begin more thoughtful discussion on the tuition issue in March. My guess is that my advice to the chairman and to the board would be that we defer action on tuition until we have a little clearer picture of what the financial situation may be in Springfield. The only reason I mention that is I'm doubtful that by March we will have that clarity. So I could see us coming back again to the issue in June, and it's possible that we might not have the issue resolved until even later than June. But we will join the discussion. We will initiate the discussion in March.
But we will run up against a hard timetable of August 15th or whenever.
Yes. We'll have to do something before
the latest by the board meeting in July.
Yes, I would think by the latest, okay, by the board meeting in July, we'll probably have our backs against the wall. But I would certainly be prayerful that all of that would be resolved by July. There are certainly we can point to precedent when that didn't happen, but I would hope that would happen now. But it's going to be a challenging time. Just to at least share with you where my head is on the matter, it's difficult for me to imagine even a best case scenario where we're not looking at the high single digit, if I gave any heart attacks, but high single digit, 9% or so increase, understanding that this increase is a four-year fixed commitment. So the annualized, if you wanted to annualize that over the course of the life of the increase, it would be a more modest number, Walter, I guess about 3.5%, something like that.
Yep.
But that would be a best case scenario. We may not be dealing with a best case environment, so we may be faced to look at a number that will be considerably in excess of that. But it's premature, I think, to walk into those waters now, but we will start that journey in March.
Mr. President, if I might comment.
Yes.
The problem, especially I think for UIS and UIC, is that we're really in the student recruiting business. So the later we make this decision, the more difficult it is for us to explain to families what it's going to cost. But we understand full well that that's how it has to be. What we usually have to do is guessing, with your help, is what we might think it will be, and tell students and parents that.
Yeah, I think that's a point very well made. And for all three campuses, the families, students and families, need some kind of a reliable basis upon which to plan. And I guess that's what my off-the-cuff comments are intended to at least signal now, is that if you haven't started a savings program, it's probably a good idea to think about that, because the stresses on the university and on students and families are not going to get any easier. Having said that, if you reflect back to Walter's slide showing the experience of the last decade, as tough as that has been, students, in fact, have had to pick up the slack as the state has withdrawn its support. But there's been a prudence in all of that, and there still, in fact, has been a gradual erosion of current dollar support overall, but particularly if one then calculated that on a per-student basis, you'd see unambiguous decline. So we can get more efficient, we can get smarter, we can get more nimble, but nonetheless, if we're going to reaffirm our commitment to uphold quality, and that's why the students come to the University of Illinois in the beginning, we will have to face up to the realities of continuing pressure on the tuition side.
Any further questions or comments? Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, that concludes a relatively brief report of the
Thank you, Ed. I must say the presentations were fantastic, and I think give not only the trustees, but I think all of the constituencies that we represent off a good view of what's happening, the pressures that we're under. I think the trustees generally went into executive session. They also broke for lunch traditionally, and I think we've been trying to combine those two events so that we can be more efficient. And I think at this time it would be helpful to entertain a motion for an executive session to consider university employment matters or other appointment matters, collective negotiating matters, pending probable or imminent litigation against, affecting on or on behalf of the university.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. And to our guests, we'll try to make this as quick as possible and rejoin you shortly. I think our group is going to move eventually to room 213 for lunch. But I think the university staff would like to take a group photograph of the trustees, which we have not done yet, and that's going to be in group 206. And the quicker we can all get there, the easier it is on them. So 206 now.